Well, well. Hello there, hero. Glad to see me. Oh, you don't look so surprised. I know I am. Capturing while you sleep is so much easier than in a fight. My men can attest to that. Though I am genuinely surprised that you let your guard down so quickly to rest your weary eyes, only for my minions to take you. But that just makes it all the more fun. More so than taunting you during our encounters. And now you're here, locked in my dungeon, suspended off the ground by chains. He's too high. Can you lower him a little? To the point where his toes are just half an inch off the ground. Much better. Where was I? Oh, that's right. You're being hung up by chains. No possibility of escape. Far beyond the reach of hope. And no chance of being rescued. Kill you? Oh, my hero, how simple-minded you are. Why would I do that so hastily? Besides, if I wanted you dead, my minions would have left you to bleed out in the forest with no chance of survival. And not to mention the benefits of keeping you alive far outweigh those of your demise. At least for me. Guards, leave us. I wish to speak with a hero alone. There. All alone now. So, why am I keeping you alive, you ask? You see, I find our little escapades and battles very fun. In fact, my schemes wouldn't be as entertaining without you challenging me every time. At first, I considered you nothing more than an annoyance, but I grew to respect your determination and wit. And over time, it just wasn't as fulfilling without you around to stop me. And now you're surprised. You think that because you're a threat to my plans, I would do my best to be rid of you, like most villains would. Don't be ridiculous. I prefer to work hard for victory. Nothing is fun if it's all too easy. Oh, and another thing. The major reason I've kept you alive all this time is... well... I love you, hero. You've impressed me so many times without realizing it. Your tenacity, your cunning. Oh, how I've fallen in love with that part of you. You're also an incredibly attractive man. How I've longed to feel you. Oh, words cannot describe how good it feels to be touching you at last. I don't know why I'm in love with you. I just am. I'm sure you have no issue with that. Oh, hero, look at you. You're so cute when you look confused. You can't tell me you saw it coming, did you? What's that? You don't want to be tortured. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not going to do that. But I can make this torture if you'd like. Delicious. I knew your lips would taste so good. This just makes me want you more. You realize how quick and easy it is for your body to betray you? Oh, I can see goosebumps across your neck from my sweet kisses. There's no point lying to me about whether you enjoyed it or not. Because even if you say no, your body tells me yes. Oh, it's quite the conundrum, isn't it? Now, let me get rid of that shirt. Oh, you fought my men a lot, so I know you'll be built somewhat. But I want to see for myself. Ooh. It's just as I thought. You're built like a warrior. No wonder my minions had trouble with you from the start. Oh, I just want to rub my fingers all over you. So hard, your body. All that effort trying to stop me has endowed you with muscles only my men could dream of having. Oh, you, my precious little hero. I find you so sexy. You find me very attractive, don't you? I can tell. You're shuddering as you breathe as I was caressing your hot chest. And you still have goosebumps all over your neck and arms. And I bet you get a lot of tingles in your head and down your spine every time I whisper in your ears and touch you. You just refuse to admit it to yourself that you desire me. After all, they do say that evil is incredibly sexy. So, all of this flirting and seduction has gotten me hot. Is it okay if I get into something more comfortable? Oh, what am I saying? This is my lair after all. I can do however I please. Now watch me, hero. I want you to see this. Oh, look at me. All naked for you. Do you like my body? I know you do. 'Cause there wouldn't be a bulge in your pants if you didn't. No need to be nervous. Not like you could cover it with your hands anyway. Although, you are even more adorable when you're nervous. And yet, when you're out there, you have so much confidence. Ooh, how the tables have turned for you. Oh. wanted to press my gorgeous body over yours. Oh, the long wait has been killing me. But for now, the wait is finally over. You just have to feel me, hero. You just have to take in the pleasure I will give you. You just have to let me show you how much I love you. Besides, it's not like you can do anything else. Caressing your body makes me so tingly inside. I don't know the words for it, but I wonder, do you feel the same thing as I scratch my fingernails down your chest? I think you do. Can't bluff your way out of it, hero. You were so good at bluffing at the start. But I have you all worked out. Now there's nothing else. Except for telling the truth. You do? Oh, I know you don't want me caressing your body. You don't want to enjoy it, but you must. Besides, all I'm doing is loving and embracing you the way that I want to be loved and embraced. You can't say no to that. Enjoying yourself yet? As much as I enjoy caressing your handsome body. So much pleasure. And you can only take it in. You aren't? My hero. Perhaps you want more, do you? You say you don't want my body, yet you shudder and quiver for me. On that note, I'm just going to press my body into yours. And let you feel me. No need to complain about that, right? Not while I snuggle and kiss you. Like that. So good. Hope you don't mind a back scratch as well while you're in my arms. Oh, I love you so much. Does it all feel good? Good. That is what I expect from you. Do you love how my lips feel? I've never told this to anyone, but I've never kissed someone in my life. It's because I wanted to save it for someone special in my life. It's only from our conflict that I realized it was you. So much fun in this game of ours. And now we're here. You've never been kissed by a woman before? I'm so happy to be your first. On that subject, do you love my kisses? No. You know, you're so good at so many things. But unfortunately for you, lying is not one of them. You clearly love the way I mark you. So soft my lips are. So many kisses for you. I just want to cover your whole body. And you can't tell me you're not interested in that. Doesn't it feel good having my naked body pressing up against yours? Do you love the way I smother my ample breasts into your chest? Excellent. I just want to shower you with all my love. It seems like your buddy wants to come inside of me, having it twitch and throb for me. Oh, it must be very uncomfortable for you having your cock all bagged up in those tight pants. Oh, I swear you were only wearing them in battle just to show how big it is. Never mind. I think it would be a good idea if I pulled your pants down and gave your cock some air. What? You still insist I stop? I don't think you fully understand the situation you're in. You're locked in my dungeon, guarded by highly trained men, within a heavily defended fortress. Even if someone put the effort in, the chances of being rescued are incredibly slim. And I know you don't have any romantic companions to speak of. So, you think I'm doing this to you as a mind game? To break you. To purge your sense of heroism. To build you up as a sex slave rather than a lover. Oh, newsflash. You overthought it. It is true that I'm ruthless in my goal of ruling the realm, doing as I please and crushing those that resist me. But if there's one thing you should know about me, it's that I never lie. I know you're thinking that this is just manipulation on a whole new level. That I'm doing this to get you comfortable enough to tell me where your allies are. But the truth is, Hero, I genuinely love you. I know that this isn't a healthy way of expressing it, but I do have to keep up with appearances. Everyone knows that we're bitter enemies. I can't even allow my minions to see us like this. But it makes it so much more alluring to hold you close. I honestly wish it was under better circumstances. Deep down, you would agree. Otherwise, I would convey my feelings to you the normal way. But I don't have much choice. Plus, I haven't asked questions about where your allies are. This is not an interrogation by any means. I don't want any information out of you. I don't want to know what you're hiding from me, except your heart. All I want is to show you my love, the only way I possibly could. Simple as that. You can deny all you want, but you can't deny it to yourself that you have some feelings for me. Now then, I should get your cock free at last. Oh my, it's big. Perfect. Now, let me go around you. Let me rest myself against your back. Oh, I bet it felt nice after that back scratch I gave you. Oh, and it's going to feel better when I press my thick breasts against it. Now, I'll just snake my hands around you and just relax. I'll just start tugging on your thick cock. Now I can just get my hands around it, and I love it. Do I excite you? Do you love the way I stroke your cock? Oh, you do. Well then, what if I were to offer you a chance to live with me? I can arrange for you to live a comfortable, luxurious life. Don't you think it would be nice to be with me? It seems your allies don't give you much company. Not to mention all the women you rescue never give you romantic favors in return. You look so alone most of the time. But if you choose to stay with me, we could have dinners together. Just you and me. We could have fun, wonderful dates like a normal couple would. We could lounge around all day, admire the views from our fortress. Or we could go on romantic walks together. And we could watch a play, one of romance. But we won't watch the play. Instead, we can kiss and caress each other appreciate each other's love. Everything normal and mundane. No need for hostility. Just a good time. Does that sound like a good idea? I'll leave you to think about it while I... Oh, wait. I'm still jerking you off from behind. Oh, you can't think straight at all. But you can just think about it afterward. I don't like to rush. Going faster now. Oh, yes. I heard you quiver just now. Oh, I hope you enjoy it. Because I'm giving you all of me to love. Like no one else has with you. There is so much of me to love under all my villainy. I just choose not to show it to my subjects. Otherwise, they wouldn't take me seriously. Even when I'm surrounded by loyal subjects, they aren't really friends. And I just get lonely. Everything I've done, the kisses, the caressing, the reach around, I've done this out of my love for you. Just imagine how happy we would be if we were together. I'm going faster now. Oh, I can feel you getting close. I just want you to let it all go. Oh, yeah, that's right. I want you to come for me. You've never been tended to by a woman before, have you? Oh, well, then thank you for letting me be your first. Come on, let it out. Oh, I've stroked you so much, it's time for you to come. Are you ready to come? No, don't worry about making a mess. I want to see how far you shoot it. Yes. Oh, come on, come for me. Let it all out. Let it be free. Oh, yes. Oh, you shot so far. Oh, I had a feeling you were good. I love you. I hope you understand that. Again, you say no. I'll let it slide for now. I'll need a few more sessions before you can see how much I love you. I promise that my man won't hurt you. You're a wonderful man, my sweet, handsome hero. And boy, how I long to cherish you the way most would cherish their soulmates. Well. I'm gonna go out for a snack. I can't wait to see you again. Bye-bye.